I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terror goes by a three-letter name in Central Africa, ADF. Based in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, this Islamic State affiliate claimed 55 deaths in the first 2 weeks of August. Voice of the Martyrs Canada VP Riyad Jabala says the group frequently targets Christians.
When they kill Christians, it's part for them doctrine.
VOM Canada collaborates with partners in the DRC to offer hope through theology of persecution courses. More in the full report at missionnews.org.
I teach the course in Arabic and in French, and have another colleague in teach in English. We're not scared about the persecution. Persecution, it's part in our faith. We need to face the situation and witnesses to our persecutor.
And please pray ADF terrorists will be brought to repentance and salvation through the power of the Holy Spirit. When Russia invaded Ukraine last year, the ensuing war forced Unfolding Word to rethink its strategy. Unfolding Word provides resources and training so local churches can translate God's Word into minority languages. Its Eurasian Gateway Language Project focuses on former Soviet Union countries. A gospel worker, Will Call Arnie, says Russia's invasion disrupted much of the work connected to this project. For example,
the war has disrupted the ability of us to flow funds into some of our team members.
But thankfully,
they've been able to find ways around some of the issues. But everyone still remains tense about the situation.
The Eurasia Gateway Language Project can potentially impact 296 million people in 15 countries. Connect with Unfolding Word at missionnews.org to learn more. I pray the Bible translation teams can overcome obstacles created by Russia's war. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.